Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite everyone to a really powerful, beautiful experience. If you have a desire to understand the whole Catholic spiritual life better, if you just want to grow more deeply in prayer and virtue, but also if you have a desire to have real impact, to help others grow in their spiritual life, we've really developed a fantastic program. It's called the Catholic Spiritual Mentoring Program. It's designed to help you go deeper in the spiritual life and then equip you with very practical tools to help the people in your life, your family, your friends, your colleagues, but also to be available to be a spiritual mentor for others. If you have a desire to grow and to help others, this is for you. Our next cohort, our next session begins this spring, 2026. All you got to do is go to schooloffaith.com and just click on Become a Spiritual Mentor today. We continue in our effort for a deeper conversion through the Beatitudes. Today, for they shall see God. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. We're all familiar with the hymn Amazing Grace, and the first verse ends with, I once was lost, but now I am found, was blind, but now I see. One of Christ's most iconic and also controversial miracles was the healing of the man born blind. Sidoine was his name, according to tradition. And he went with Martha and Mary and Lazarus to France. But that man is all of us. Blindness has always been a powerful image of what sin does to us and all of us. All of us born into original sin or were born with temptations that cloud our vision and keep us from seeing the full truth. Now, when we say that sin makes us blind, what we really mean is that sin makes it impossible for us to pay attention to anything other than one small particular thing. And that sinful desire gradually becomes our entire world. Our whole universe shrinks until it revolves around one petty, pathetic little thing. And that one thing becomes everything to us, the only thing we can see. And the only way to counteract that blindness is to force ourselves to meditate on the truth of reality that goes beyond our temptation. Daily meditation is our only chance to see, our only chance to see God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. There are three great forms of spiritual blindness. St. John in the Bible calls them the threefold concupiscence. These diseases are lust, greed, and pride. And if we're not careful, those things will blind us till we can only see one small, tiny, and relatively unimportant sliver of reality. The most obvious form of spiritual blindness is lust. And lust does what every sin does. It rips a good thing out of its proper context. It rips sex out of its context and forgets about the rest of the universe that sex is a part of. So to fight this sickness, this blindness, it's up to us to meditate on the great, beautiful world that God has made, in which sex plays an important but ultimately small role. All around sex, there is greater beauty and order. And sex itself is just one step in the universe of love and goodness. The love of the Father for His Son, and the love of both for the Spirit, the love of God for humanity, the love of Christ for His Church, the heroic love until death of a husband and wife, the love of parents for their children that sex naturally leads to, the love of the priesthood and religious life that receive their members from marriages and whose prayers in turn support marriages and make families holy and healthy. That's the astonishing magnificence of the mosaic of love. Why would you throw away that masterpiece and settle for just one of its little fragments of colored glass. No, no, we can't do that. We have to meditate on the whole mosaic, on the extravagant tapestry of divine and human love that sex comes from and that sex leads to. Then your vision is clear. Then you will not have a blindness restricted to just one small part. You'll be able to see the whole. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. The second kind of blindness is greed. It's the distorted vision that sees dollar signs where we should see the gifts of this world, meant to be received, shared, and enjoyed. We reduce our work, meant to be a participation in God's creative love, to a mere paycheck or a way to keep score and see if we're winning. And we reduce education, meant to shape our intellect and will, to a stepping stone toward a higher salary or a higher standard of living, forming our identity not in the image of God, but in the image of income. And greed reduces all decisions to a financial calculus, gain, cost, or opportunity cost, while ignoring love, beauty, and virtue. It fuels anxious striving, making us lash out when the car gets dented, overwork ourselves, and constantly fear the future. It turns generosity and rest into threats to the bottom line. Greed blinds us to God's providence and convinces us we never have enough. I was once talking to a priest, an old priest, who's heard a lot of confessions, and he said, "I almost never hear anyone confess greed. We're even blind to our own greed." But what is money? At its root, it's a sign that we've served others. It should be a sign that we've served others. It represents real goods, food, shelter, transportation, and the opportunity to give. Money only has meaning because we've made it to give and receive, to break greed's grip. Give. Use money for its highest purpose, love of God and love of neighbor. That's the deepest beauty of money. Don't let greed blind you to it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The most vicious form of blindness is pride. It's the blindness where you feature so largely in your own imagination and thinking and decision-making that before long, you start acting like you're the only person who matters. It's the blindness that takes us most directly to hell. That is, to a universe where we are utterly, radically, and eternally alone. And the only way to fight this blindness is to meditate on the goodness of God and the goodness of other people, to take delight in the gifts they have that you don't have, to be fascinated with their story, which means we have to shut up and ask them to tell us their story and then listen, which is so different from the need to tell your story. And it's so different from our own story. That's what makes it fascinating. And their story is beautiful because God is its author. And God doesn't write any uninteresting stories. When you meditate or think about the goodness of God and the goodness of other people, you'll find yourself praying for them, praying that God helps them make the most of the unique goodness he's given them. When you really allow yourself to become interested in other people, when you take delight in their goodness, and take even more delight in the thought of their goodness reaching its full perfection, then you are getting close to the purity of heart. Then you are getting close to really being able to see God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation, sin diminishes sight. That means sin makes it impossible for us to pay attention to anything other than one small particular thing, and that sinful desire gradually becomes our entire world. Our whole universe shrinks down until it revolves around one petty little thing. And that one thing becomes everything to us, the only thing we can see. And the only way to counteract that blindness is to turn back to God, to sit with Him and meditate, which means to think about the reality that goes beyond our temptation. Daily meditation is our only chance to see. Daily meditation means thinking about God and His Word and what He's said to us and what He's calling us to. Like we're doing right here in the Rosary. But it has to then lead to a resolution, a strategy for the day. What's going to be your resolution for today? Mine is going to be to counteract pride by taking particular interest in the story of someone I don't normally find interesting. That's my resolution for the day. You need to find your resolution to counteract your blindness, whatever that is. Did that sound particularly uncompassionate? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, you're shaking your head at me, Teresa.
No, I'm shaking my head at myself because I'm thinking about greed. And it's so funny because I'm like, I can admit that Maybe I think a little too much, or I wait too expectantly for every paycheck, or I get really attached to, oh, don't touch that thing, it's really expensive.
You?
Me. I've said it before, but the thing that is most likely to make me snap is damage to any of my musical equipment.
Okay.
It is the closest I've ever come to first-degree murder.
But what is it? I'm skeptical that this is an act of greed on your part.
The way I would so quickly, like, my mind would turn off and I would just turn to animalistic violence whenever anyone touches my amp. Because my amp is from the 90s.
I have experienced that. Is so irreplaceable. I've been on the receiving end of this, actually.
Now really? I don't remember doing it to you.
Oh, when I tried to wrap up wires or move the amp or pack up the guitar.
It's a tube amp, but I'm worried someone's gonna break them and they're just such a pain to replace.
I guess I have experienced that.
I lose my mind, but I was shaking my head at myself because I was like, what do I do?
I have the solution. I have your practical, concrete resolution to get over this.
I should hand someone a baseball bat and let him go out.
No, you should schedule a gig, mm-hmm. a concert. You should have a concert.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the concert, you take your guitar
yes.
and smash your drum set. Then you become famous.
That's perfect. And I could never play again. It'd be one night only.
Then you'd get over your greed and you'd now suffer from vanity and
that's
and
perfect
fame.
Well, I'll be looking forward to it. So my resolution is just to trade one vice out for another. That's fantastic. How did this strike you?
This struck me in a way, well, This struck me in a way that is only for my confessor.
Aye, very fair, very fair.
You know, there's a great song by Joe Walsh. Do you know who Joe Walsh is? He was the guitarist for the Eagles.
Oh, wow.
And he had a solo album, and one of his songs was In the Eyes of the Confessor. It's a great song.
A really shocking subject.
Yeah, it's a great song. Anyway. But if we don't give focused attention to thinking about our idols, our vices, we'll always be blind to them. And if we don't see them, they're only going to get worse. This is the power of daily meditation combined with an examination of conscience. And it's why Our Lady has asked us to go to confession once a month.
And I'll never truly be punk rock if I treat my instruments like they're priceless.
Good point. I'm glad we've got the goal of your life sorted out. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.